understand who they are and why they're there. We spelled it out in great detail last night. Good, hardworking, honest people work hard, play by the rules, pay their taxes, obey the laws, raise their kids. And still the Capitol Police were totally unprepared for the 1%, the agitators, who had ulterior motives. Now, this transcends all politics. We do live in a post-9/11 world. This kind of security breach at our nation's capital, where the people's house, where elected representatives and innocent people are, is beyond shocking, and it is completely unacceptable. And guess what? Every one of America's enemies witnessed this massive vulnerability. I was shocked. I couldn't believe within a minute, 2 minutes, they were in. Now, they see our Capitol building is wide open. What if Al-Qaeda, what if ISIS terrorists were among those that breached that building yesterday? That is a nightmare scenario. Now, here's what needs to happen. Number one, we need a full, transparent investigation into what went wrong and who screwed up. Number two, those that did break the law, riot, breach the building, they've got to be arrested and prosecuted. Committed vandalism, them too. Number three, we need to make a plan. This can never happen again. And we need to make that plan fast. We need a short-term plan, and we need a long-term plan.
That was Sean Hannity last night, making a lot of sense. Coming up, Randy Sutton gives his view. You saw him on the Fox and Friends this morning. He's going to be on Fox and Friends weekend tomorrow. He's everywhere, man. He is everywhere in the media, and he's going to be with us coming up next. Randy Sutton, 30 years on the job with Metro. That is all coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, it's a Friday afternoon commute, and at 5:31, taking a look at the traffic cameras, it does look like it. You are pretty much bumper to bumper between Hacienda there at the stadium all the way up to the Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 15 northbound. Also slow on the other side, 15 south at Sahara. Look for some heavy volumes on the 215 at Tenaya, also westbound 215 at Green Valley. 215 East at St. Rose. You'll touch the brakes as you work through there. On the 515, you got a crash there northbound at Auto Show Drive. That is blocking the two right lanes there. And to expect some slow flows, 515 West at Charleston and 515 Eastbound at Main.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by The Score, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Former Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda has passed away at the age of 93. He reportedly suffered a sudden cardiopulmonary arrest Thursday night at his home and died at the hospital. Lasorda managed the Dodgers from 1976 to 1996, winning two World Series titles and four NL pennants. The NCAA announced its health and safety protocols for the 2020 men's basketball tournament Wednesday. All Tier 1 travel party participants will have to show seven consecutive negative COVID tests before arriving in Indianapolis, where most of the tournament will be played. Tonight, the Warriors at home against the Lakers at 7. Steph Curry averaging 29.6 points per game. Paul George leading the Clippers, averaging 24.6. Also at 7, the Lakers at home against the Bulls, and the Kings will host the Raptors. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by The Score, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. The customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday afternoon as we take you home. And I got to tell you, it's been a crazy week with the breach of the Capitol. I had a chance earlier today to talk to a friend of mine who I really trust his judgment. He is Randy Sutton. He is a retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, 30 years on the job, the founder of the Wounded Blue, which is really a great organization. I asked him what he thought of the debacle in our nation's capital on Wednesday. Here's what he said.
I was astounded. I truly was. I was astounded at the epic failure of leadership of the Capitol Police to allow what took place. As a law enforcement officer, I've worked mass person demonstrations. I understand the way planning has to be. When you plan for an event such as any possibility where there's going to be a mass demonstration and the potential for violence, you plan contingency plans. You work with you pull in your what's called mutual aid agreements with surrounding agencies. You prepare for mass arrests with buses and with the equipment necessary to transport a whole bunch of people, and that was all missing in this craziness. I watched astounded as I saw what was basically the mob completely take over the capital of the United States. It was shocking to me.
I want to ask you about style, because the first thing I saw when I and CNN and Fox, they all use that same piece of tape where some guy with a red MAGA hat, naturally, knocks the plate glass window out of a window and people go crawling through into the Capitol. And I kept thinking to myself, but that's not the style of MAGA people. They honor our Capitol. They believe it's a blessed, hallowed place. They're not going to be, breaking into it and beating down windows and defacing stuff. I mean, that's an Antifa thing. What did you think about that, the style? I mean, I would think a cop, in looking at it, the first thing he'd say is that's not the style of MAGA people.
Well, that was my initial thought as well. The unfortunate reality is that as information has been disseminated regarding the people who have been arrested or who have been identified as participating in this craziness, many of them I mean, I think that all of them have been identified as supporters of Donald Trump, which I found shocking. But at the same time, you know, when you gin up an emotional issue like what has taken place in this country, people could be moved to a mob mentality. And while I'm sure that you know, the thousands and thousands of people that were in the crowds, the vast, vast majority of them were there for peaceful protest, there was this element of hundreds of people that decided that they were going to take it further and enter forcibly the Capitol. In fact, the woman who was killed by Capitol Police was an ardent Trump supporter. So, you know, I found it astounding, but this, and at the same time so disturbing, because, you know, mostly the followers of Trump, you know, Trump has been a very, very ardent supporter of law enforcement. So when I saw that these people who committed these incredible, you know, heinous acts were in fact apparently, after they've been identified and shown to be people who were supporters of Donald Trump. So, unfortunately, I'd like to say, you know what, all those people were Antifa, but so far none of the facts correspond with that.
I will be interested to see and again, they're going to be arresting hundreds, maybe thousands of people all across the country. In fact, the guy that was sitting in the speaker's chair in the House, he's been arrested. He's going to face years in prison. I am assuming then you're not surprised that the sergeant at arms in the Senate has been fired, essentially, turned in his resignation. Capitol Police, the chief, losing the job. You're not surprised that heads are rolling, right?
No, absolutely not. And you know what? It's justifiable. What took place is something that should never have taken place. You know, Kevin, you know as well as I do that I've been following protests, the unrest, the violence across America. I've covered it in Portland and Seattle and New York and Minneapolis and everywhere else. And you know, you can change the hats, but mob violence is mob violence. And I have called for the consequences to follow when you commit acts of violence against law enforcement or against the innocents who have faced such destruction in the cities of America. Now, here's what I find really disturbing is that President-elect Biden and Kamala Harris have come out and just made outrageous claims that the police didn't act decisively because they were Trump supporters. They didn't act decisively because of the criticism and the issues that followed the last protest, where law enforcement was derided and accused and criticized for using force against the violent protesters. So now, you know, I mean, this is literally the law enforcement is caught in the middle of something that is a literal no-win situation. If you act with the force necessary, you get criticized, you get threatened with defunding, you get, you know, every possible recrimination from social media and the media and the political leadership. Then, if you don't act decisively, as happened the other day, then you're accused of favoritism. You can have it both ways. This, Kevin, is what I call the result of consequences for no consequences. And the hypocrisy of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is the one, suddenly she's calling for consequences. Well, she's been the one that has actually been the part in no consequences for violent actions across the United States, to the point of creating a bail fund for the people that have destroyed cities in this country. So now she's talking suddenly about consequences. It is incredible hypocrisy.
Again, Randy Sutton joining us, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. He is the founder of the Wounded Blue, and he is a guy that you'll see on Fox. In fact, you'll be seeing him probably on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning. What did you think of the president's speech? When these people are talking impeachment, they're saying the one count is going to be incitement to riot or something like that. Did you see anything incendiary in his rhetoric?
No, I did. Well, let me put it this way. I'm disappointed in President Trump. I've been a supporter of his for what I saw in the last few months was not something that I had expected to see. Especially when this insurrection took place, he should have come out very, very forcefully immediately. He didn't. In fact, when he did come out, he continued to talk about his issues. And that was wrong. That was to me unexplainable. Well, no, I'm not going to say unexplainable because it is explainable, but it's unconscionable.
That's Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. He is the founder of the Wounded Blue. Check it out, thewoundedblue.org. thewoundedblue.org, and they provide money and other assistance to wounded members of police departments all across America. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. I have listened to the progression of hearing aid technology for over 30 years, so I'm not easily impressed. But when my resident audio expert Steve Romeo had me listen to a pair of the new Liveo Edge instruments with artificial intelligence, I went, wow! When you tap them twice, you'll hear, while they adjust themselves automatically. For your best hearing anywhere. No more fiddling with controls. Steve says capability like this would have required a large rack of audio equipment only a few years ago. To hear them yourself, call Shelley at 369-1321. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear from the President of the United States. This was a statement that they issued at the White House last night in the wake of the breach in our nation's capital. Let's go to cut two. This is the president from last night.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. We have just been through an intense election and emotions are high, but now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
I thought it was really good. You know, the folks at CNN and MSNBC and NBC News probably won't agree with me, but I thought it was great. More to come. We'll close it out for the week. A busy, tumultuous week, an historic week, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based insurance coverage, I know a lot of you have, or if you're contemplating retirement, you need to talk with Blue Sky Insurance. The consultation, it's absolutely free. Won't cost you a dime. Call 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. This continues to get weirder and weirder. Here we have breaking news from USA Today. The House is prepared to impeach Trump on Monday over the Capitol riots after a Democrat caucus that lasted, it was hours long. That again, 435 members divided in half. That's a lot of members, and everybody wants to have something to say. But they apparently met the Democrats in the House of Representatives met for hours this afternoon, and they are now prepared to come forward with articles of impeachment of the president. And of course, you know what they want to do. What they're trying to do is keep the president from ever being able to run again. I think they're going to run out of time. And there's no telling that the Senate will end up, you know, the Senate may not have time to act. I'll just put it that way. That's going to do it today. Hope you'll join us on Monday. And I hope you'll have a really good weekend. This has been a horrific week in the history of America, and we've all been a party to it, up close and personal. We'll tee it up at 3 on Monday, I promise. Hopefully, feeling better about things. Right here.